8:51, 61 degrees, and it's time to check in with meteorologist Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. It's a beautiful day. It's mostly fair all the way across the entire Midwest. The winds are light. The temperatures are in their 50s. It's really just a wonderful day and a good opportunity to begin drying out some of these areas additionally that have been lagging behind as far as field work is concerned. We are going to stay dry in the eastern Midwest now all the way into probably Tuesday of next week, and that will be ideal, an opportunity here that we should take full advantage of. Now, some areas are going to need a few days of drying, and that will certainly take place before they can get into the field is what I meant to say, and so we'll get that out of the way here in the next day or two, firm up the ground, and start some aggressive field work before the next round of rain shows up as we get into next week. That next round of rain, by the way, is not expected to be very heavy. It'll be scattered showers, so there will be opportunities for field work around the precipitation. So it looks like we've broken through the pattern here for a little while, and we definitely want to take full advantage of that while we can. Now, the temperatures are still a little on the cool side across the region, so drying rates are not going to be that impressive here today. But we'll look for highs in the upper 60s into the lower 70s. It'll be a really pleasant day, and I don't think we'll see much in the way of cloud cover and good drying conditions, just not as good as we'd like it to be. Tomorrow we'll still be in the upper 60s and lower 70s, and then we'll get higher into the 70s as we get out into Saturday, and then Sunday and Monday, even warmer still, we'll probably start pushing up into some lower 80-degree highs, and that's when the going's going to be best. So hopefully we can get a lot of done. It looks as though there's going to be a considerable amount of shower and thunderstorm activity in the U.S. hard red winter wheat country and the western corn belt beginning on Sunday and taking us all the way through next week and into the following weekend. Eventually that will spread into the eastern Midwest and we'll have to deal with it too, but it's not going to be as frequent or as abundant rain here as it's going to be further to the west. And so there is some good news there in that. The condition of the winter wheat crop, though, could deteriorate in this environment because there's going to be a chance for showers and thunderstorms almost every day during the week next week, and temperatures will be warm but not necessarily hot, and so it'll be a good environment for expanding some of that scab and rust that's taking place across some of the plains and may also raise some grain quality issues down across Texas and Oklahoma where the crop is most advanced. The temperatures at night, by the way, are going to be fairly pleasant here for a little while. We'll look for lows tonight in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and same thing again for Saturday morning. And then as we move into the latter part of the weekend, we'll see lows at night mostly in the 50s and might even see a day or two of lows in the lower 60s. In the rest of the world, everything is pretty status quo right now. Not much excitement going on in very many places. Down in Argentina, their harvest looks very good. Not much delay expected there. Brazil still dealing with too much moisture in the south, and that could be a problem with getting the wheat crop planted. It's already way behind, and there's also some concern about early harvesting of corn, so we'll keep an eye on that. Australia is going to get some timely rain in their wheat, barley, and canola areas. That's going to be ideal for autumn planting. China's in great shape. Europe and the CIS are both going to have to deal with some frequent rains for a while. It's going to be fairly wet across that continent, and that may cause some delays in farming activity. But overall, it's not a bad scenario relative to what we thought we were going to be seeing this spring. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
You do the same.
Meteorologist Drew Lerner joining us from World Weather Incorporated.